David Stearns is a loner. He is a guy that is basically detached. He sits and watches from afar. He's not a very engaging guy. He's more of an analytical guy. He did not grow up playing baseball. You know, one of the reasons the Milwaukee Brewers were so successful all these years under his tutelage was because he was ruthless. Now, ruthless is, you know, can be done in a lot of different ways. Ruthlessness at the GM level, we've seen it. We've seen Chris Drury do it. We've seen Lou Lamoriello do it. We've seen other GMs try to do it. We've seen Joe Shane going through it right now in front of everybody. But, you know, this is where ultimately David Stearns will decide whether or not this team is going to go and see if they can go for it. Now, I know one thing from the people that I have talked to that have worked with him. You know, he is not a guy that is going to mortgage the future of the franchise.
Mm.
Just know that.
Well, especially right now in this particular iteration of the New York Mets, it would be really silly to do that since what they're trying to do is the exact opposite and rebuild the farm system. That was one of the main reasons he was brought here.
Well, you know, they started that process last year, and we'll see if any of those prospects end up being any good for the New York Mets. But I just don't see him turning around and, you know, trading any of those highly rated prospects to go out and get a relief pitcher. It's just not going to happen. So if they do tweak this this roster and, you know, they end up going after relief pitchers, it's not going to be things that are going to knock our socks off.
Oh, it's going to be similar to the deal they already made with Maton. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be, we're going to eat the salary. There'll be players to be named later, and that's the type of deal that they're going to make. And I don't think, unless the Mets lose 10 in a row out of the All-Star break, you know, I don't think that they're going to go crazy and sell. And, you know, Mike Puma, who covers a team for the New York Post, he writes this morning when he says, "Trust me when I say, Cohen is delighted with the manner this season has transformed and wants to take a shot at autumn glory with this bunch."
Well, I mean, they'll have to add in some way, shape, or form. But what it really means
is they're not subtracting.
Right.
You know, so that's what it really means. They're not trading Pete Alonso at the deadline unless something crazy happens and they go on some horrible losing streak from now until the trade deadline, which we don't expect.
I don't think I've ever, you know, sitting here for all these years, I don't ever remember Mets players or Yankee players for that matter openly talking about adding players to the team, like being buyers as opposed to sellers.
Yeah.
And there have been at least, Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor. I think Pete Alonso has spoken, obviously, many times about his own situation and how he wants to stay here. But I don't ever remember a team openly talking about it so much. And this started about 6 weeks ago.
I agree. And I came in that one morning after it was a Subway Series game. It was the second win over the Yankees. And Lindor was being interviewed by Scott Van Pelt. And he on his own brought up the trade deadline and how he want to keep this group together and want to add. And I thought that was surprising because he wasn't asked about that. And then Brandon Nimmo did the same thing about a week later. So I'm with you. I mean, and that's why we kept talking about how we thought that that's what came out of that team meeting. One of the big themes is, you know, if we keep playing like this, this whole thing's going to be blown up. Our lives are going to be upside down. We don't know where we're going to be living. We don't know. So let's get this thing together and at least finish out this season together and then see what happens.